We just had the city swim meet, and it's where all of the swimmers in all of our area come together and they swim in a 3-day competition. And I mean, there were personal records broken.
Yeah.
There were team records broken. It was insanity.
Thousands of people.
Thousands and thousands of people were there. I did host the parade. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And my husband, for the first time ever, was asked to be deck dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was volunteered.
Which is?
He was volunteered to do it. Deck dad is where we have the category of 8 and under, which are the 8-year-old and under swimmers.
Okay.
And deck dad is in charge of wrangling all of those kids.
No thanks.
On the pool deck, making sure that they stay where they're supposed to be when it's their time to swim, they're at the ready, right?
A bunch of 8-year-olds.
8 and unders.
And unders. Oh.
Yep, we had, I think, little ones, I think, are 5, 6, the youngest. But my husband, first time ever, asked to be...
It's nice he volunteered.
He might have been volunteered.
Oh.
he was definitely volunteered.
Well, he looks responsible.
What do they say? Voluntold?
Voluntold. Yeah. Voluntold, yeah.
And usually is responsible. Ben would be the guy to...
Oh, no, I would trust him.
Uh-huh. Well, you won't after you hear this.
Oh.
He lost a kid.
Oh, no!
Lost a kid!
You can't
lose a kid? City swim meet.
You can't lose a kid.
He lost a kid. They're never going to ask him to be deck dad again.
No, wow.
Lost a kid.
You know what I would do? I want to be 6 steps ahead.
Yeah?
And I am 2 seconds away from doing this anyways, and it's great for kidnapping. I would
My God.
Continue. Continue.
I'll erase this.
No.
You're good.
No. Let him speak. Let the man speak.
Yeah.
Speak on it. It is great for kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
But what you do is, especially Disney World or something, and you put it in a certain spot, like inside the pan, you get a what are those called? Those eye ring thing.
Air tags. Uh-huh.
And you put them on all the kids.
Yeah.
So you know on your phone where the kids are.
Okay. He's not going to put air tags on all of the 8 and unders.
Why not?
When they go into the pool.
Yeah. Isn't that waterproof?
I don't know.
No,
but who's buying the air tags?
Well, that may be from the budget.
No. We're not going to do that. It's just what they're supposed to be sitting in. But you've ever had children.
Jason,
you know.
Hold on. Sorry. Let me stop you for a second. You know I love you, Jason.
Yeah.
What has happened in the last month where you're so out of touch with finances?
Seriously.
Like before you were like in touch, even though if you live a different life than some mm-hmm. people, like you're like, I had to do this expensive apartment. I had to do this. I had to spend $1,000 doing it.
Right.
Because I
put air tags on all the kids.
I think it's worth it rather
and it
than
comes out of the budget. The budget.
Katie, give me an idea of how many kids you think swam.
Oh.
Just a guess.
At swim
ballpark.
Meet?
You can lowball if you think.
All the swimmers?
Sure.
3,000?
3,000. Okay.
I'm not saying the other kids. The other
I don't
kids,
know.
The other kids can get hurt and kidnapped. I'm talking about the ones that are Ben.
Yeah,
Ben.
Because if you air tagged every child and got, which looks like a deal right now at 90, Target, yep. a 4-pack for $100, yep. it would be $75,000.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, take it out of the budget.
I'm not saying to do the whole thing, Matt,
no
just the kids that I'm watching.
Okay, so just your kids that you're in charge of.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, though, but the air tag things can fall off, you know.
By the way, I overestimated. It was about 1,500.
Okay.
So
all
half.
Right.
So
37,000.
37,500.
Who can't afford that? All those air tags. Something silly. I do think that there were.
It'd be funny. Their water's like malfunctioning.
And or it's like getting electrically shocked or something. I do think there were thousands of
people,
spectators.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, I hear a lot of people doing this. They put it like on. They attach it to like the inside of their shirt.
Jason, we're in the water.
I get that, but I'm just saying in general. Mm-hmm. So that way, if you were kidnapped or you don't know where your kid is.
I think an air tag is a great idea for mm-hmm. your child when you're dry on land. But his one responsibility as deck dad was to not lose kids.
Yeah, it's like at the bare minimum, like, oh, a kid's a little bit late for the starting. Oh, I got him.
Uh-huh.
Don't lose anybody.
Yeah. To be fair.
Oh.
When he told me who it was that he lost, I was like, that tracks.
They won't be missed. This has turned really dark.
This kid was, I think that what happened is like you're doing everything you can. Remember I told you that the night before Ben was packing snacks?
Yeah.
You know, so the snacks I think were low. because they just blow through them. It's like when swimming, the kids want to be eating. So they blew through all the snacks. And then I think that they were allowed to have their tablets or whatever. And then the battery had died. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have that anymore. And then this particular kid, I think, kept saying to Ben, I want my mom. And he was like, man, you like have to swim next. As soon as you're done swimming, I'll take you up to your mom. Because Ben was hand delivering kids, which is part of the responsibility.
Right.
But I guess the second that Ben took a group over,
he's like,
or something,
boom, he went to mom.
Out he went to him. Yeah. Now, he did, thankfully, go to his mother, but we were scared for a second.
Oh, that's like the worst thing. Even if it's not, especially if it's your own kid, but somebody else, you're like, especially you're responsible.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like, well, like Jason, I know you guys do that. And with your friends, sometimes it's your night to babysit the group of friends or whatever. Maybe y'all go out somewhere and you're like, where is so-and-so?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it's a terrible feeling.
We try to get them to buddy up, you know, just to make sure that they're always with somebody. But I will also say that Deck Dad, my husband, turned into Drunk Dad
at
the end of the city meet.
Nice.
Because at the end, we get to do like a late night swim on the lat. You know, everybody gets to go back to the pool and the kids all get to swim at nighttime. And it's a big deal.
At the GAC?
Everybody kind of goes back to their own pools.
Oh, okay.
And you celebrate as a team. That's cool. You know, the ending. And everybody that we knew, they were all buying Ben drinks at the end because they knew how stressful the past 3 days were for him. And I thought, I have literally never been bought a drink for all of the
You're a parade mom. Got nothing.
Did anybody buy me a drink for the parade?
No.
I don't think so.
It's probably.
Nobody did.
It might be because if you were a deck mom, You probably your attitude and the stressfulness and the screaming.
You're right. Yeah, you're totally right.
They're giving the kids alcohol.
Get over here now. It'll be all right.
Mommy, totally she's scary. Right.
Plus, also, Deck Dad sounds better than Meat Mom.
Yeah, it does.
You know, because Meat Mom.
Meat Mom's not great. Yeah. I think it's a porn site.
I don't like it.
I'm pretty sure it's a porn site.
Meat Mama? No thanks.
Meat Mom. All right. Well, hey, sometimes if you're bad at something, they won't ask you to do it again.
Yeah,
I know he didn't mean to. He wasn't bad at it, but that stuff happens.
He said it absolutely is the job for somebody who has children that age.
And I mean, air tags.
And the air tags.
I would love there to be something that's easier than the air tag.
Tell me, listen to this, though. Okay, so there's you know, the tech suits? You've heard of tech suits before in swimming? Okay, it basically is it's a high-tech suit that it can monitor your swim strokes. And anyway, you're not. A certain age and under can wear them, but a certain age and over cannot.
Okay.
Just part of the rules. But some of the swimsuits, and you can't ever take photos on the deck because it's like a safe space for kids. You're not supposed to have your phones out at all. Totally understand. Some of the swimsuits have a QR code on the back of the suit. And I thought, in what world is that a smart place to put
a
QR
terrible.
Code?
Then somebody's like zooming in on some kid's butt.
Uh-huh.
That don't look good.
I just thought that was odd.
Can't be on the front either.
I mean, I don't think there's a great place at all
on
to
the
have
side,
a QR
maybe?
Code. Maybe. No,
just not at all. Just
but
don't do it.
We were kind of shocked to see that. I thought,
to let you know, you can also purchase the waterproof secure holder for the air tags.
Okay. Well, maybe it can come out of your budget.
What's that run you?
Well, I'm just saying, how many kids are on this team? It's not that much.
Jason, how much did you say it was going to cost?
For the whole.
Well, that was for every kid. So if you just factor the young ones, what's that, about half?
Yeah.
So then you got
$20
grand.
Still over. Yeah, that's still well over.
I'm just saying
that
the kids that Ben's watching.
No.
Okay.
Not going to happen.